I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I see on the show this morning you have Governor Healey talking about ICE doing enforcement operations at a church. Mm-hmm. False. Didn't happen.
They were parked there. They did not do an operation there. They were parked in a public space legally.
But to say that and to push that out there puts fear in the immigrant community. So let me tell you what's happening.
To do that puts fear in the community. Right. To park the ICE agent's vehicle near a church.
They're on a public street.
She said that, sir.
Waiting to respond to a criminal alien release pulled aside the road. Let me tell you, in the last couple of days, what's happened in Boston. They arrested Victor Gomez Paris, a 33-year-old criminal alien from Guatemala with charges of aggravated rape, assault and battery with dangerous weapon, indecent assault and battery on a victim 14 years or younger. They arrested Kaylee Espinosa, a 33-year-old criminal alien from Colombia with charges of aggravated assault on a pregnant victim. They arrested Joshua Gonzalez, a 23-year-old criminal alien from Dominican Republic with charges for trafficking heroin, morphine, opium, resisting police, disorderly conduct, and drug distribution. They also arrested Samuel Armando Barrera, a 20-year-old criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, pending charges for assault and battery on a child.
That is a long list of crimes committed by illegals. I know. They have not been convicted, Larry. You're correct. But they are basically mirroring those who have been convicted of such crimes. That was Mika Brzezinski in MSNBC trying to argue with Tom Holman about what's best for our nation. And he says, you're trying to frighten the people simply because we're doing our job. He said, we're parked on public street anyway. And you know, oh, by the way, you know what happened to some of those ICE vehicles? They got their tires slashed. Yeah. Members of the public think it's okay to destroy federal facility. That's no surprise, is it? If they'll destroy a federal facility slashing tires on an ICE vehicle, well, that's minor. It's criminal. It is, quote, criminal. There's no doubt about it. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, September 10. And yes, tomorrow, we're on the eve of September 11. This date, September 10 on 2001, we had no idea of the horrors that would unfold the next morning. People going off to work to never come home again. People getting on a plane to go do business or meet with friends and relatives, never to make it there. And then we've got those who've been killed in war action since then. Against jihadist terrorists. I'll tell you now, my commentary tomorrow will focus on 9/11. And I'm dedicating a part of the program tomorrow, obviously, to it as well. And I know our other hosts will also be doing that. You need to be listening all day long if you can. If not, you pull up the podcast of each of our programs. And I don't care where you are, you can listen. Remember, you simply download our app, Newstalk STL. Put it on your phone. It's absolutely free. Put it on your phone. You push a couple of buttons and you're listening to whatever we have on the air right then, which is right now, Larry Connors USA. And with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, opinion, analysis, and an education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than what you have right now, because we jam the program with all kinds of information for you. And yet, you know, when I finish a program, I think stuff I had to leave out, I had to cut out. What's on my cutting floor is a lot more than what I've got in front of me. It has to be, or would never get through any program. Also reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video live for you. How do you watch it? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors, USA, Rumble, or Facebook. If you miss any part of either program, either audio or video, you can pull it up and listen or watch later at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And then you can share with your friends, even your enemies. Send it to them. Just irk the hell out of them. So you need to be listening, Larry Connors USA. And I know some of you have done that because I've seen responses back from some of those people. They're pissed off that you sent my program to them. They want to get off the mailing list. I didn't put you on the mailing list. And you could easily wipe yourself out. But they don't. They hang around because, for one, they're realizing I'm not a blind Trump supporter. I question everything. And two, what I do bring to you is America first, period. Of course, if they're so far out left, they're not going to get that story either. And in fact, that's going to be my discussion coming up in the next segment with James Hurston, legal political analyst out in Hollywood, one of the few conservatives you can find in Hollywood, although the number is growing. James Hurston will be addressing the issue, can the left actually be authentic Americans? Not play acting, putting on makeup, coming out looking like, look, I'm an American, I got red, white, and blue on my face too. And I have, yes, the rainbow pride on my back of my back, but so be it. You're entitled to. We're also going to get into the, before we wrap up today's program, the tragedy that took place on that Charlottesville train could have been prevented in so many instances. The guy never should have been on that train. We'll get into that for you. In the meantime, take note of this. Chicago State Assembly passing a bill yesterday aimed at federal immigration and ICE, making it a crime in the state of California for any law enforcement officer to wear a mask in the course of his or her duties. Can you add in that, and also any killers or robbers or bank holdup, that you can't wear a mask? That would be illegal. Here it is, Senate Bill 627 would make it a crime for a law enforcement officer to wear a facial covering in the performance of their duties, and specifically applies to federal officers. But, of course, the state has no protection and jurisdiction over them, but they're going to do it anyway. So they will impose it on any city, county, or other local agency. They would be SWAT team members, things of that nature. If their faces are identified and people see them, they know them, where their family is, you can expect retaliation sometimes. This is the idiocy that exists on the left coast, which I'll bring up with James Hurston a little bit later. In the meantime, the word, obviously, from the Chicago TV stations to their audience, Operation Blitz is underway.
Immigration authorities appear to be stepping up enforcement around Chicago.
Governor Pritzker says more than 200 federal immigration agents are in the area. Eric is downtown with more on this. Eric?
Well, good morning. Immigrant rights groups, as well as elected leaders, issued a warning to the community yesterday about what Governor Pritzker called the president's terrible plan for Chicago.
With Operation Midway Blitz underway, the governor stood with immigration advocates in an effort to remind people, regardless of immigration status, of their rights.
Here's what we do know. ICE is somewhere on the ground here. They already have been effectuating their plans. We have not seen the bulk of those ICE agents yet in communities, but we have seen some.
Pritzker believes more than 200 ICE agents at some point will be on the ground. The Trump administration for weeks has been telegraphing an increase in ICE activity in the Chicago area.
We got more resources in Chicago. We know they're releasing public safety threats back in the community every day. We're going to go where the biggest problems are. The biggest problems are sanctuary cities.
Yeah, and one of them would be sanctuary city of Boston. And Holman says, look at what the mayor and the council are doing in that city to actually injure and hurt Americans.
So Mayor Wu and Governor Healey, they ought to be calling ICE and thanking them for making their streets safer, for protecting their communities and taking these people off the street. They've turned a blind eye to this. They're sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities and sanctuary states are sanctuaries for criminals. Give ICE access to the jail to arrest a bad guy in the jail rather than having to go in the community to find them. Because when you go in the community and find them, it puts ICE officers at greater risk. It puts the community at greater risk. It puts the alien at greater risk. Anything happen on a street arrest.
That's true. If you've already got him in a jail cell, rather than turn him loose, then he'll go have to track him down, pull him out of a crowd, or maybe get into some altercation. Simply turn them over. But blue sanctuary cities aren't doing that. It's against their DNA to defy Donald Trump. And this morning, Mika Brzezinski, MSNBC, was escalating the word disappearing as if they are being basically dumped into deep holes, never to be seen again.
The bottom line is, because of all this false narrative, and you using the term disappearing people,
well,
is disgusting.
Well, that's what happened. That happened to the group that was sent to El Salvador.
U.S. citizens get arrested every day. U.S. citizens get arrested by police every day. Are they being disappeared? No, their laws are being enforced.
They're being arrested.
They're being put in detention because they committed a criminal offense.
Not like what you're doing.
We're enforcing the law and arresting people here in violation of law that are public safety threats. That's not disappearing people. That's enforcing the laws of this country and making this country safe.
Yeah, and if we send them to El Salvador or their home country, so be it. They would, quote, disappear from the USA, but we didn't kill them and bury a body somewhere. That's what they are trying to suggest. There are two incidents on the world stage that could quickly escalate. First involving the EU and Russia. Here's NATO Secretary General.
Last night, numerous drones from Russia violated Polish airspace. Our air defenses were activated and successfully ensured the defense of NATO territory, as they are designed to do. Several allies were involved alongside Poland. This included Polish F-16s, Dutch F-35s, Italian AWACS, NATO multirole tanker transport, and German Patriot. I commend the pilots and all who contributed to this quick and skillful response. The North Atlantic Council met this morning and discussed the situation in light of Poland's request for consultations under Article 4 of the Washington Treaty. Allies expressed solidarity with Poland and denounced Russia's reckless behavior. A full assessment of the incident is ongoing. What is clear is that the violation last night is not an isolated incident.
No, it's not. It's not. Now, Russia claims we did not do that. We were going after Ukraine. Yeah, but you entered Polish airspace and you've done it repeatedly. And what's Poland? They don't know what your intentions are when you send drones that cross into their airspace. Addressing the Polish parliament, the prime minister said, there's no reason to say that Poland is in a state of war, but we are now closer to conflict than any time since World War II. The phrase he did not utter is that the next step would be World War III, possibly. He did say our country is facing, quote, an enemy that does not hide its hostile intentions. Well, Russia says, no, we carried out a strike against Ukraine. No targets in the territory of Poland were planted for destruction. And our drones used in that flight have a flight range of more than only 435 miles. So there's no way they got into your airspace. Radar tapes will lie or tell the truth. I would say the tapes will tell the truth. So we're going to have to be very careful in that region, because if NATO is in fact having to defend Poland, and we did scramble NATO fighter jets against these Russian drones, that pulls every member of NATO, including the U.S., into that conflict. This is a delicate balancing act at this point. The other action on the world stage Israel went after Hamas terrorists who thought they could live in luxury and safety in Qatar.
Qatar, which has been a mediator throughout the war, condemned the strike on its soil, calling it an act of state terrorism and a blatant violation of international law. President Donald Trump says while eliminating members of Hamas is a worthy goal, he warned that bombing Qatar, a sovereign nation and a close ally of the U.S., does not advance Israel or America's goals.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation, but I will say this. We want the hostages back, but we are not thrilled about the way that went down today. Very unhappy about every aspect.
Trump is taking that position because he cannot really come out and say that's good to attack a foreign nation, a sovereign nation. So he's walking a balancing beam, and whether or not he had advanced knowledge or not, I don't know. The official word, he did not. At least that's the official word now. That could change. Netanyahu is trying to put all of the onus for this on his back.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the attack on the Hamas leadership Tuesday afternoon.
At noon today, I convened the heads of Israel's security organizations and authorized a surgical precision strike on the terrorist chiefs of Hamas. These are the same terrorist chiefs who planned, launched, and celebrated the horrific massacres of October 7th.
He said Israel acted alone.
On this day, as in previous days, Israel acted wholly independently, and we take full responsibility for this action. And this action can open the door to an end of the war in Gaza.
And it might do it, but he wants to make it clear, we made the decision. Only if we don't have enough concerns about enemies, footage shown to Congress of a mysterious orb, and it was hit by a Hellfire missile that just simply bounced off of this device, whatever it was, identified as what would be called a UFO, now being called UAP. Congress members saw this footage from a fighter jet. The Hellfire missile hits it, just bounces off, and the orb, whatever it would be, a cylinder object, circular ball, just kept moving without any obvious signs of any propulsion ability. Outer space, we don't know, but it took a hit from a Hellfire missile. Didn't do any damage. Coming up, James Herson. Can the left return to normal? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and I'm glad to have back on the air with us James Herson, legal and cultural and media basic know-it-all, and he is. James Herson, welcome aboard again. How do you like that lead-in, Mr. Know-it-all?
Yeah, it was perfect. Perfect, Larry, yeah.
Got a lot of subjects I want to do.
Busybody, you know.
I got a lot of subjects I want to run by you, so this might feel like a forced run.
Sure.
First of all, your California State Assembly passed a bill yesterday. It's aimed at your federal immigration, which they have no jurisdiction over, but it also affects any law enforcement carrying out anything they don't like. You make it a crime for law enforcement officers to wear a mask in the course of their duties.
Yeah, absurd, illegal. It's amazing to me that they would, even this North Korea legislature that we have would come up with something like that. And we have to remember this, California has a history of enforcing masks on babies.
Yes.
Arresting people who were surfing without masks.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, so that and they haven't banned masks for Antifa or Transtifa,
right,
or any of those people.
Right.
But just the ICE workers. So this is a pure political crazy stand, and just put it with all the others that they've been doing, all their stunts.
And stunts is perfect because they have been doing things like you had Cory Booker the other day on ranting on the Senate floor, kind of like a Jersey Shores thing. You had Left Coast Congressman Eric Swalwell, anti-GOP Jim Session. They're all trying to act like they're authentic Americans, and it's all still play acting. Can the left actually become authentic again or not?
Maybe someday, maybe in decades from now, but the far left and you know, people are calling them crazy, but they're communists. You know, they're the exact people that Solzhenitsyn warned us about. He said, you know, you've got to watch for communists. Communists want to free the criminals and criminalize their political opponents.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what these people are doing. I mean, they're publicly saying, let's get rid of the Senate. Let's get rid of the Electoral College. Let's close prisons. Let's tax white people only. Let's have less work. Let's have government owning everything. And basically what they're talking about is deconstructing American society.
And to do that and try to get back some of this bleeding support they've got going on, and they are bleeding. I mean, a recent YouGov poll showing 58% of Democrat voters view their leaders as out of touch. And it's because of all the antics they're doing, and yet then they're being told by one analyst being quoted in an article the other day, anonymously, a political article. They did not want their name attached, saying I'm fearful it might ruin my possibilities of a job as an analyst with them. They've got to be more authentic. So I say, yes, you know, attend more Tupperware parties, gun shows. What would that be?
You know what it reminds me of? I remember a time when people would say, you know, they wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
And they wanted to figure out how to be cool. And the one thing, principle that was clear is those that try to be cool were never cool. And that's the same thing with authenticity. You can't fake authenticity. And that's what Eric Swalwell, Gavin Newsom, and really so many others are attempting to do. And it's just, it's hilarious, especially the part where all of a sudden Democrats in public have decided to start cussing. So, we hear, and
that makes him look authentic.
Way of trying to appear Trump-like.
Right. Well, you know, the younger demographic that the Democrats need, according to one survey, a recent Tufts study, only 49% of Gen Z voters plan to even turn out in 2026. In 2020, it's 57%. And they say, again, many of the young people say these words, in their words, these politicians are pretending to be like us. They see right through it. I mean, it's like every kid that, as you said, are going to be cool. I'm going to be different. It's my way of dressing grunge or whatever, and I'm going to be separate. And all of a sudden, several people are doing it. Now you're one of the many. You're no longer individual.
No, you're right, absolutely right. And that's the thing about Donald Trump. You know, he didn't just become a showman when he was involved in politics. He was a showman for many decades. He's always been like that. He's the same character he's always been. He's not putting on anything. And when the Democrats try to get attention, be in the spotlight, they look ridiculous. Gen Zers who are into authenticity look at this and understand it. And that's why the Democrats have the lowest approval rating that they've had in three decades.
And then we got a Rasmussen study from early this year regarding independence. 63% say they're less likely to vote for candidates who, quote, try to act like someone they're not. Boy, did that get nailed.
No, it really does. Part of the reason that the deluded young people like this guy, Zohran Mamdani, and AOC, is that, you know, they actually appear to, Bernie Sanders too, they appear to be real. I mean, even though, of course, we know that they're basically, they have more in common with Bernie Madoff than they do with any kind of a statesman, because they're hypocrites, and all of them are seeking the very well thick and dumb.
What can the left, if you want to be an analyst for them, I'm asking a lot of you here, I know that. Don't go off the high tower yet. But if you were going to advise them how to become authentic, where do they start?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that is not normally associated with politics, but it's actually speaking extemporaneously and honestly. And I think that's what people are looking for, and they're not seeing it in any of the Democratic Party. The party needs a leader who's not a far left-wing nutcase. But the energy is not there for someone we used to call a blue dog Democrat.
That's a good point. I had not heard that term in some time, but I understand it. We had a lot of that in Texas at one point, and many of them, you know, were behind LBJ versus Goldwater at that point, but they were still not really bought in all the way with LBJ.
Yeah, no, and the problem is that the set of beliefs, the fundamental beliefs of the Democrat Party has changed. It's no longer the party of JFK at all.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it made it easy for RFK Jr. to leave the Democrat Party because it's more the party of Karl Marx.
Therein lies the final story for them, and that is that will be on their tombstone. Here lies a communist, not a Democrat.
Yes.
Not even a leftist, a communist.
And America needs a healthy opposition party to the Republicans, not a communist party. And the silence of those Democrats that have some sense of common sense, their silence is causing this incredible fringe group to take over the party.
So the bottom line is, as I see it, even if they try to act authentic, real people, real conservatives, even real independents will see them coming. I don't care how many Trump hats and pins they have on them, and see them as fake.
You know, one of the things I think that people also see as fake is when you see a politician pandering.
Yes.
In other words, they change their point of view at the drop of a hat in order to please a certain segment. A case in point is our governor, Gavin Newsom, who seems to move his image around on a daily basis. And he has succeeded in garnering attention, but no authenticity.
Very quickly, how would you compare him to, quote, Slick Willie Clinton?
You're saying with Governor Newsom,
right,
is compared,
yeah,
with,
right,
Slick Willie?
Quickly.
Well, no, I think he's much better at slickness,
okay,
than Slick Willie, and especially in his hair.
Okay. That's an oil slick. James Herson, thank you, sir.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545. 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct, priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15% right now. Get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, I have not spent a lot of time regarding the Charlotte killing. The young Ukrainian woman who escaped, got asylum in our nation, as we allow, to come here and escape the war-torn area of Ukraine, thinking she would be safer here. You would think so, but... not in blue cities and blue states where they allow criminals to go free with a slap on the wrist. But the story is deeper than that. I will be the first to admit it. The result is the same. A young woman stabbed to death on a public transit system by a deranged man. I'm not giving him allowance or grace with that. That's just simple declaration. Let me break it down for you. First of all, you should know that Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the federal government is launching an investigation into the security protocols of the Charlotte Transit System. It wants all information about actions and plans to reduce crime and fare evasion on the transit system. I could care less about the fare evasion at this point. But they want information on the budget for security, safety, and other things. They want it within the next 15 days. He said at the U.S. Department of Transportation, we want to determine whether they're taking necessary actions to keep riders and transit workers safe. Now, as it is, if you get on a public transit system, be it a subway in New York or this transit system in Charlotte, if you get it on an Amtrak, there is no security check. I'm not telling you something that you or others wouldn't know if you've ever traveled that way. There's no waving, no wanding, nothing. It would take too long. And certainly if you're running a subway system or a transit system, you can't spend all that time checking your passengers before they get on. You'd never leave the station. That's a legitimate issue. And there's also the issue that when it comes to Amtrak, you could do it, but at some point again, you got to get out of the station and move. But they're going to take a look at it, and I think that's right, but there's a deeper issue here. The young woman comes in and takes a seat. She's tired. She's exhausted. She just left her job with her pizza operation that she worked for. She walks in and she sees an open seat. She takes it. Sitting behind her is a black man dressed in red. She didn't do anything to try to avoid him or say anything or do anything. She just took her seat and began going through her phone. And at some point, he stands up, pulls out a large knife, and starts stabbing her repeatedly. Other passengers that saw it were at first probably, what is happening? And secondly, then, could I be next? And third, what can I do to stop it? One man did stand up. Another black man did stand up and start toward them, but by then the guy ran off the train. And she, the young woman, is crumpled up holding her chest in shock and dying. MSNBC's Van Jones, correction on that, CNN's Van Jones, said the killing of that woman is not an issue with cashless bail. I disagree. He would not have been on the streets if he had actually been held on bail. He had a multiple list of crimes he'd been charged with, booked repeatedly, and always let out with cashless bail or no cashless bail or no bail whatsoever. And he says, Van Jones says, what happened to that young woman was horrible. It's everybody's nightmare. If you're in any public space, a subway, whatever, that something bad is going to happen to you or somebody you care about. So, yes, it strikes a chord. Then he added, the other thing is cashless bail. I think this is a big challenge we have. Would you have felt better if there had been cash bail and the mom had come and put down $1,000, let him out? Not necessarily. He said, it's about the fact that we don't know how to deal with people who were hurting in some way, and this man was hurting. Now, that looks like he's building an excuse. But it is a fact. You're dealing with a mental case here. His half-brother, Jeremiah, they shared the same father. Talking about the murder of 23-year-old Irina Zarudska, said, my half-brother, he said, I think this could have been prevented. He had a criminal record before attacking the woman. He'd been arrested this year for misusing the 9/11 system, released on written promise to appear. And his brother Jeremiah says, I think they could have much prevented it then. One document describing the allegation states that once on scene, officers spoke with the defendant, that'd be the killer, who advised he believed someone gave him a man-made material that controlled when he ate, walked, talked, and so forth. And he wanted to take this man-made material inside his body. The officers advised, you've got a medical issue, there's nothing more we can do. And he got upset when the officers answered and were still on the scene. That was when he made his call to 911. His half-brother, in fact, his mother said, he's been diagnosed with schizophrenia. I didn't even know he had a mental problem. You can't just let him walk free because of that mental illness, his half-brother stated. And he added, he could do it again. They should treat him for mental illnesses. Trump has talked about reopening, quote, mental institutions. We have some that are available, maybe not enough, but yes, jail is not the answer for all of them. I will be the first to agree. They need treatment. Not only you dope them up or you give them electric shocks, but they need to be off of our streets. Imagine your daughter getting off work, getting on a public transit system, a bus, sitting down only to be stabbed repeatedly for no reason. Imagine your child leaving school, walking home, and suddenly run over by somebody who just aimed the car at them. You can't stop all this stuff, but you can make sure if there are signs that say this person is unstable, something needs to start being done right then. That's the basis behind the red flag law as to why they will take your guns away from you if someone makes a complaint. This guy used a knife. It could have been a car in some other case for someone else. They do need help. I'm not denying that. They're twisted and warped to do what they did. And I'm not trying to excuse and offer an insane claim to get the ban off. But he should never walk the streets again. New York City Mayor candidate Mandani is finally talking policy. Well, he thinks he is.
The top 1% of New York City earns $1 million or more a year. And my vision is not one where they leave. It is one where they stay. It is
How
one
do you get them to stay?
In part by showing them that asking them to pay more in taxes would increase even their quality of life. My responsibility would be to deliver on that, to show them that it is a worthwhile investment.
He says people are going to like it. Yeah, once they see how great things are with higher taxes, and New Jersey's taxes are even higher. So he says, oh, it won't really bother anybody, Eric.
Martha, New York has had the greatest exodus of people leaving the state in history. And by the way, then I look at our governor in Florida now, the place that I live. And guess what he's coming out with? They're putting legislation through where no one pays property taxes. And guess what? You know where that delta came from? That delta came from New Yorkers who literally left the state of New York to come down to Florida. And now all of a sudden, the state has so much money that no one's going to pay property taxes and that legislation will likely go through. All while New York has the greatest, you know, deficits in the state's history. It's horribly tragic. It's a state that I love. No state could compete with New York if they just had sane policy, same government. Focus on low taxes, low crime, and New York would be absolutely unstoppable. Well,
so there you have Mandani talking about 1% of those are all the multimillionaires. They can take more taxes, and nothing would change. He doesn't get it. He does not get it, and that's the closest he's come to any, quote, policy statement. But back to Eric Trump, son of the president, talking about how things can be done differently.
Like so many other people, I left that state. The taxes got out of control. The crime got out of control. All people want in New York is common sense. You have Bloomberg. Bloomberg did a good job. Giuliani did a phenomenal job, right? I mean, you've had mayors on both sides of the aisle that kept New York together. I don't know why New York has to be a social experiment. You literally have this guy who's running on the platform of, I mean, he hates the Jewish population. He hates Israel. He wants to, you know, imprison Netanyahu. He's been pretty vocal about that. He doesn't like the Indian population. He's literally gone after Modi and said that Modi was a war criminal. He's come out and said he wanted to defund the NYPD over and over. So he hates law enforcement. I mean, who does this guy appeal to, right? I mean, he's going to put our city into a state of absolute chaos, even worse than it frankly has been over a period of time. And it is so unbelievably sad. Then he comes out with these crazy proposals. He wants to nationalize supermarket chains. You have some of the greatest executives in the world who run supermarkets and barely make any money with them, yet what, the city of New York is magically going to make it work?
No, they're not. And that defund the police thing, he's trying to put that on the QT a little bit down low right now, but he has been there, and he is among those calling out ICE agents and fighting against what they're trying to do. Like Governor Pritzker in Illinois, which, by the way, a young woman was killed recently by an illegal in our nation. This Illinois father is grieving and saying, my daughter was taken. We're separated. I will never see her again. She got death. I got a life sentence. Thank you, Joe Biden, for letting them in. And Pritzker, the rest of you, trying to stop ICE from doing what they should be doing to protect U.S. citizens. Donald Trump sending a special note of congratulations to Missouri state legislators. They did pass a bill to adopt new district lines. If they can get it signed into law, it will give House Republicans an additional seat. So Trump wrote, congratulations to Missouri's incredible Republican state legislators. Said it's my great honor to win Missouri 6 times, including primaries. That's just one of many stories I'm trying to put in front of you. I told you when we began each hour, we load you up with information. You learn more in each hour than you knew when we started. How about this? Did you know that Congressman Bill Onder got his space program through? What would the Space Act? What we're going into space? Congressman Under, no, they're referring to physical space in federal facilities. He said this will ensure government efficiency and save taxpayers' hard-earned money. When I came to D.C., I was shocked to see that many federal buildings throughout our country are nowhere near full or simply empty. Agencies just don't share the space. They got large vacancies. So Congressman Bill Lander has his House bill that he got passed through the House. And if the Senate will move forward, then they will consolidate, make better use. And then here's this story. A Detroit area city was facing a suit. They decided we're only going to allow five flags, including the American flag, the Michigan flag, and flags that represent the international character of residents. That means LGBTQ plus flags would come down. Well, immediately they got sued. The latest ruling from the judge, the refusal to display the gay pride flag does not violate the Constitution. Good. Good. Oh, and then you get Rosie O'Donnell. She now lives in Ireland. She left because Trump got elected. And she's just blaming Trump because she could not go see her daughter graduate from college. She said, I wanted to go, but I was told it would be dangerous. Security people said, I don't think it'd be wise. Trump might get his base riled up against you and your daughter. So she said, I had to basically ignore my daughter's graduation. Well, you're such a fool, Rosie, that you wouldn't be there for your daughter, yet you want to blame Trump? Of course you do. So, folks, what did you learn this hour? You didn't know when we started. Class is back in session tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.